Welcome back to Symphony Hall in Boston. I'm Ron Della Chiesa, bringing you a WCRB broadcast of the 139th season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. In just a few minutes, our guest conductor, Susanna Malky, will be back on stage for the culmination of this concert, Debussy's magnificent portrait of the ocean, La Mer. It's a piece that lives in the very DNA of this orchestra and has ever since the BSO gave its American premiere back in 1907. And although today it seems almost ridiculous to say so, at the time of its premiere, La Mer's reception was incredibly varied. Some critics hailed it as the pinnacle of Debussy's musical achievement. Other critics, like one writer for the Boston American, thought that one can see and hear the ocean better at Nahant or Marblehead Neck. Well, luckily for us, the sea, as painted by Debussy's lush musical brushstrokes, lives on as a masterpiece and one of the basics of the orchestral repertoire. Its three movements represent three scenes, so to speak, of the ocean. The first, from dawn to noon on the sea, is a progression from darkness to light. The second, play of the waves, is sparkling and bright. And the third, dialogue of the wind and the sea, teeters in the brink of a storm, but the sun prevails at the very end. Before La Mer, though, you'll hear a piece that was influenced by it, Messiaen's Alleluia on the trumpet, Alleluia on the cymbal, from L'Ascension. Susanna Malky spoke about what makes Alleluia on the trumpet so fascinating and rich.
This piece is actually a movement in a bigger work, which is called L'Ascension, Ascension, which consists of movements in very, very different characters, actually, and it's very meditative and more like most of the music is slow and they're like prayers. And you, of course, you know that Messiaen was very, very devout Catholic, and almost all his pieces are about religion and faith in some sense. I mean, even Turangalila, which is inspired by Indian mythology, it's still very spiritual. And this music is very declamatory, but it's still in the sort of prophetic religious spirit. Messiaen was a colorist. He had, of course, apparently he had synesthesia. He saw colors. His harmonies are very, very rich. And he was an organist, so he also had, of course, a great knowledge about different registers and frequencies and all that. And there is always something very luminous about his music, and I think the harmonies are very, very rich.
And you can hear more of this conversation with Susanna Malky at our website, classicalwcrb.org/BSO. It begins, as you might expect, with a fanfare and is as lively and joyous as any trumpet and cymbal piece ought to be. Messiaen gave each movement in L'Ascension a biblical quote that describes its mood. This one reads, "God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord among the sounding of trumpets. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy." That's also why the harmonies and textures in Messiaen's early music are so unique. To put it simply, it's organist's music, marked by fantastically layered orchestration and rich harmonic colors. L'Ascension also precedes Messiaen's larger Turangalila Symphony, which was commissioned by Serge Koussevitzky for the Boston Symphony and premiered by the orchestra with Leonard Bernstein conducting. And like its predecessor, Turangalila also showcases Messiaen's fascination with spirituality, unbounded by Catholicism, as it combines non-Western musical elements and even birdsong in an outpouring of spiritual ecstasy. Though the Messiaen of L'Ascension is not quite yet the wild and otherworldly Messiaen of Turangalila, the seeds are there. Alleluia on the trumpet, Alleluia on the cymbal, is unquestionably an ecstatic celebration of faith. And here she is coming on stage once again, Susanna Malky. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue with Messiaen's Alleluia on the trumpet, Alleluia on the cymbal from WCRB.
Thank you.
That was Messiaen's Alleluia on the Trumpet, Alleluia on the Cymbal from La Cension, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, led by our guest conductor, Susanna Malky. By the way, she begins her fourth season as chief conductor of the Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm Ron Delachiesa at Symphony Hall, and this BSO program will continue in just a minute or so with Claude Debussy's La Mer. Our conductor has been recalled once again. By the way, this is part of her third season as principal guest conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Back on stage again, bowing to the audience here in Symphony Hall, Susanna Malky. In his program notes for the piece we just heard, Robert Kurzinger writes, "The clearest precedent for the mood and the orchestration is the Debussy of La Mer. That precedent becomes abundantly clear when the two pieces are played back-to-back, as you'll hear, they will be on this program. Debussy's La Mer is a glittering, sometimes tempestuous symphonic picture of the ocean. Though the time he spent by the sea was limited to a few brief trips during his childhood, Debussy loved the ocean, and he understood how quickly things could change out on the water. The push and pull of the wind and waves can be playful one moment and frightening the next. Debussy's orchestration is like light dappling the surface of the water, sparkling, ever-changing, constantly shifting textures and tones." The mixed impression of the premiere was reversed when Debussy himself conducted La Mer in Paris of 1908, even though he had never before conducted an orchestra. And we're about to hear it, returning to the stage once again, our guest conductor, Susanna Malky. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue. We'll hear Debussy's La Mer, the Sea, from WCRB. with that final majestic swell of percussion and brass, that was Debussy's La Mer. Susanna Malky led the Boston Symphony Orchestra in concert here at Symphony Hall. That beautiful final symphonic sketch, dialogue of the wind and sea. Very animated, Susanna Malky. She really gets into the spirit of the piece, clasping her hands, bowing to the audience here in Symphony Hall. She'll be also performing this season as a guest conductor with the New York Philharmonic, the Cleveland Orchestra, the Chicago Symphony, and the London Symphony Orchestra. Susanna Malky, a renowned opera conductor as well. She's conducted at the Vienna Staatsoper, the Metropolitan Opera, and became the first woman to conduct at La Scala in Milan, returning there in 2014. Here she is, back in the podium, Susanna Malky. Quite a night, starting with Fauré's Pavane, the American premiere of the Piano Concerto by Dieter Amann, with Andreas Hefliger, soloist, the Alleluia on the trumpet, Alleluia on the cymbal from L'Ascension by Messiaen, and concluding with Debussy's masterpiece, La Mer. Quite a night for our guest conductor, Susanna Malky, obviously really enjoying herself. A deep bow to the audience here in Symphony Hall. And now she heads to the stage door. Remember, you can hear BSO concerts on demand at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. That's where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule, as well as a link to the BSO box office to help plan your own trip to Symphony Hall. Again, to learn more and make your own plans to join us here at the hall, start at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. Guaranteed, you won't be disappointed. WCRB and the Boston Symphony wish to acknowledge the many other generous donors who make these BSO concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts here at Symphony Hall and throughout the community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced by Kendall Todd. Our executive producer is Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliat-Ross, with assistance from Nick Squire, Joel Watts, and Cole Barber. Thanks, as always, to Bernadette Horgan and Emily Cotton of the BSO Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurzinger of the BSO Publications Department, and to orchestra manager Lynn Larson for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Delachiesa. Thank you for joining us for the Boston Symphony Orchestra from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.